This podcast is the blue planet of the audio world. It's called Ocean's Life Underwater. It comes from Crowd Network and Greenpeace. I've listened to it, and I'll be honest, it's like nothing I've heard before. It's not a doom and gloom pod. It's not preachy, really. I'd probably describe it as feel-good cinema for curious, nature-loving ears with an emphasis on storytelling. Here's how it works. You'll be dropped into the shoes of explorers, of marine biologists, and I'll be honest, penguin fanatics, hearing mind-boggling stories about their watery world. So, if you need something different for your ears on your dog walk or commute or whenever else you listen to your pods, search for Ocean's Life Underwater in your favourite podcast app. Here's a little clip for you. Enjoy.
Let's take a typical dive. Let's not go too far. Let's go to like the coast of Cornwall. We take a boat out into the middle of the ocean, the Atlantic. It's a beautiful day. Sea is not too wavy, but there's a little bit of wave. You take this big yellow buoy in which you have a dive line. And you drop the line to however deep you want to go, let's say 50 meters. So you got a straight dive line, so you know exactly, like, I won't wander too far from there. You click onto the dive line with a lanyard. And then I just like to lay on the surface of the ocean and kind of literally get on the sea's wavelength. Because, you know, like, you can feel the waves, like, they kind of rock through your body. And if you let that happen, you instantly fall into the rhythm of the sea. And then you take a nice big breath. You turn around and you face that line and you face the depth of the sea, that blue. And you take a moment and then you just start swimming down gently, slowly. And the deeper you go, the smaller your lungs get. And at a certain point, your lungs are so small that you're no longer buoyant. So then comes the best bit. You can just stop swimming and you just start falling into that blue. And you can just completely surrender, like everything you have. You don't have to do anything anymore except for equalize. So everything you are is just in that little ball of air in your mouth that you use to equalize your ear. And the rest of you just dissolves into the water. Like you slowly merge with something as powerful as an ocean. It's flying. And you're surrounded by nothing but blue, green, these weird sounds of the ocean, like you can't really hear the surface anymore. But the ocean is full of sound because sound travels further underwater. So there's little clings, and sometimes you can hear dolphins in the distance, and sometimes you can hear boats miles away. But the overwhelming sensation, especially at depth, is one of your heartbeat. You can hear it go boom, boom, every 3 seconds or so. And there's just a calmness. All other thoughts are gone. And then you come back up and you have, like, after a successful dive, the rest of your day is good. Because, like, you had one good dive, you had that moment of being at one with the sea, that means that's a good day.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, a new podcast all about the oceans and the mind-blowing life within them. I'm Hannah Stitfall. I'm a zoologist, wildlife filmmaker and broadcaster, and I'm on a mission to learn everything I can about the Big Blue.
The ocean is just mind-blowingly huge. Did you know that more than 70%, 7/10 of the Earth's surface is covered in seawater?
You could drop all of Mount Everest into the ocean and still you'd have an enormous amount of water above it.
Over the next 12 episodes, I'll be talking to marine biologists, free divers, submarine pilots, explorers, ship captains, scientists, and policymakers, hearing the most incredible stories about our seas and the people who are devoting their lives to protecting them.
You know, almost half of our planet is a vast ocean beyond national borders, and I believe that we have a collective responsibility to protect it.
The ocean is important to Māori because without it, we cannot thrive.
Oranges, yellows, reds, just incredible layers of life. I mean, every square centimeter covered.
If you've ever been in the richness of, like, the presence of a whale and her calf, you know inherently you want to preserve that.
Protecting the ocean is not rocket science. We know how to do it. We just have to do it.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, Episode 1.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind, and right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick, and usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work, but we talk about decidedly not-so-grown-up things like...
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty, host of the Punk Rock NBA podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. My podcast is all about doing what you love for a living, and every week I sit down and talk to people who have done exactly that. For example, musicians like Tommy from Between the Buried and Me, Matt from Periphery, Lil Lotus and Shinigami, among many others. Photographers, artists, designers, YouTubers like Glenn Fricker and Sarah Dici, and I unpack exactly how they got to where they are today with the goal of helping you do the same. So if that sounds cool, you can listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com, and I'll see you there.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.